This is part two of the psychic warfare syringe, where we go into Tony Stark Refat's tech in order to be able to poison people with exotic physics advances that this super genius has made simply by adding to conventional physics the complex numbers. Now, if we look at a poison, the poison molecule goes to the cell, attaches to the cell wall. So as you can see, we're adding to the free space of the cell with the free space of the poison. And then once the poison has worked, the interior parts of the cell burst out as the cell dies, releasing the inner part of the cell out, which of course is the inverse part of the gun. So some poisons, of course, can pass through the cell membrane, which is eye to the eye, and as the poison comes out, it's minus eye to the eye. Now, Konstantin Ivanenko, the Russian who had papers transferred to me via a Russian intermediary way back, I think, in 2002, I think. I might be wrong, it might be a year or two difference, but I think it was around there. He was talking about things called torsion fields, and that the Russians could produce torsion field detectors using special doped crystals. And once you had the torsion field of a person, it was like a fingerprint or a retinal scan unique to that person. And when you broadcast a jamming frequency, which was the outer phase part of that signature, to that person, the person would die. Which, of course, interested me because, A, I'd never heard of torsion fields, and B, I never heard of the ability of torsion fields, which, according to the Russians, travel at 9 billion times the speed of light, so potentially can kill people in the past and in the future, and to which there is no shielding, because it goes through all known shielding, including Faraday cages, and can be beamed from satellites, according to documentation sent to me by my friend who used to work for a physics lecturer at Sheffield University. He sent me documents obtained from Russia on torsion fields, translated into English by British intelligence, which was sent to him. He didn't understand it, so he sent it to me. But the interesting thing was there they had satellites which could use torsion fields to find any sort of mineral under the ground simply by getting the torsion field signature of, say, gold or oil, and then looking for it under the ground from space, and then these deposits would show up black on photographs. And how they did that was to fire the torsion field generator through a sample, say, of oil or gold or uranium or cobalt, and then get a back image onto a detector, and any areas on the ground which contained the torsion field signature of the image would appear black on the detector's image. Now, with poison, we've shown in part one that poison can have the same effect as a molecule or as its frequency signature, which Digital, the company that Bienveniste worked for, showed. And of course, these frequency signatures have been at the population to control them by electronic doping, because remember, you can stick any chemical into the human using electromagnetic technology, just by having the frequency signature of any drug or hormone and beaming at the population. You can simply drug them or hormonize them with oxytocin to make them love migrants electromagnetically. This is not known to the normal population, but remember, the normal population are so de-educated by the comprehensive system that they wouldn't even understand what I'm talking about. But of course, for clients who wish to use this technology for assassination or for lobotomization or for MKUltra mind control of enemies or victims, it's a godsend, because remember, we can now run silent weapons for quiet wars. Now, since the frequency is also energy equals HF, we know then that there's a certain energy packet associated with the poison. So there's a certain energy value that's associated with each poison. So if we take a Fourier transform of the frequency signature, say, of cocaine or oxytocin or arsenic or cobalt 60 or strontium 90 or barium, or any pharmaceutical drug, LSD, then we don't even need to know the exact frequency signature, which can be quite complex. We simply need to know what the summation of that is, energy, which has a value, which of course the energy value is a scalar, with all the complexity gone. Now, if we take the energy and instead of using it in the real number position, the north one on the Argand diagram, we take it into the complex number space, we then have energy, but the energy now has an I either in front of it or behind it, which is completely the same for simple complex numbers, but as we go up the complex number varieties, becomes different. So Octonians and Sidonians are non-abelian. Non-abelian means that I times E in that complex number space does not equal E times I. Now, of course, all we need to do for poisoning is find the scalar in complex number space associated with the poison, E equals HF. How do we do this? Well, we saw from Russian research with finding gold or oil or whatever underground, we simply have to beam torsion fields through the sample and the detector will pick up the oil or the gas, whatever, or the gold as black marks on the detector. Black, of course, indicates the absence of radiation coming back into the detector. So somehow, when we fire the torsion field through the sample, the torsion field then is tuned like Polaroid glasses. Remember, Polaroid glasses cut out all aspects of electromagnetic radiation which are not polarized with the Polaroid. And when this torsion field hits the oil, if we've got an oil sample or a gold sample, it gets absorbed, and ground which hasn't got this simply allows the radiation back. And since, of course, the Russians invented torsion field crystals, especially doped crystals that can detect torsion fields, then any sample of gold or oil or whatever we're looking for appears black on the detector. Now, if you tune in the sensitivity, you can then look for NATO nuclear submarines under the water, and they'll appear as black spots on your Russian satellites. So you can see that Trident is a waste of money. The entire US nuclear submarine fleet is clear as day to the Kremlin, all with this technology. So the submarine fleet of the West is simply known. Every one of them simply can be detected using this technology, because remember, torsion fields go through water as if it isn't there. And remember, nuclear submarines have got reactors with large amounts of nuclear material which show black on the Russian torsion field submarine satellite detectors. Now, similarly with poisons, if you could get the arsenic or the cobalt 60 or the toxins from bacteria, which are highly poisonous. Ricin is another one which is really good. Shine a torsion field through them to then polarize the torsion field to just have the torsion field of that poison. And then be able to inject it into the victim. You would then inject into the victim the torsion field polarized to the poison. Now, what good does this do? Well, if we look at the energy equation, in complex number space, i.e. Or EI, which if we get the specific energy has the same effect as the poison. Here, of course, we don't even need to look. For that energy, specific energy of the poison, because you can simply go on the internet, look up samples of cobalt 60 or LSD or ricin, and simply by accessing the information of the poison on the internet, you will be getting your sample. Which, remember, the crystals generate torsion fields. Why do they generate torsion fields? Well, when you squeeze a quartz crystal, it produces a spark, your firelighter. But a quartz crystal, also in complex, if you can move it into complex number space, how do you do that? Well, you simply get the energy to move the energy field of the crystal from one real number to complex number space I. How do you do that? You get the World Cup. If you're the Russians, simply hold the crystal in your three space and then move yourself using the immense amount of energy from the World Cup that's flowing into Russia, eye to the eye by Chelsea, Abramovich being the chief poster boy of the SVR now, and the crystal will then be placed in I space. Now, the firelighter, the squeezing of the quartz crystal in complex number space, as we've shown, doesn't produce a spark energy in the fifth dimension as gravity, but produces energy 90 degrees from the gravity in the fifth dimension, which, as we explained, is moving it in the multiverse. But of course, if we go to higher complex number spaces where it's non-abelian, the 90 degree energy is not the same as energy 90 degree, i.e. is not the same as EI. So as we can see, this is embedded in electromagnetic radiation, because electromagnetic radiation has the complex number nature of light in it. Why? Because E, which is the electrical component of electromagnetic radiation, is at right angles to B, the magnetic component of electromagnetic radiation. So as we can see, we've got the IE, which is E, and the EI, which is B, or vice versa. I'm not going to explain which one's which. So that light travels and has propagation not only in the fifth dimension as gravity, but in the multiverse. And this is built into electromagnetic radiation as E and B, the right angles, the electromagnetic component dies, the magnetic component grows, and when the electromagnetic component goes completely, the magnetic component starts to decrease to propagate the electromagnetic component. So as you can see, the IEEI is propagating in complex number space. Now, of course, since the crystal, when squeezed in complex number space, is not producing a spark, but producing this change in complex number space, which are at right angles to each other, one can see that one is making an area which is moving away, because remember, electromagnetic radiation is moving away from its propagation site. So one can think of it as an area on a sphere which is moving away from its original position, which of course is a torsion field. If you read Penrose's book, The Road to Reality. But of course, thanks to Feynman, electromagnetic radiation can propagate back in time. So in complex number space, this is equivalent to a negative torsion field. So one can see that torsion fields appear in complex number space, not in the real number space. And so the Russian technology to kill using torsion fields suddenly appears and becomes totally explainable in complex number physics, which of course Tony Stark Refact is using to drag warfare, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. Psychotronic wars, where silent death happens to all the NATO commanders, all the command and control, using this technology. So one can see that the clear quartz syringe is a positive torsion field generator, which when placed on the Google listing for any poison will simply be able to propagate that poison into any motherfucker that you want, like the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or the Royal Family or all the NATO generals or the EU commissioners or the Koch brothers or Buffett. And the negative torsion field will be able to propagate that poison, which of course in complex number space is simply an energy, backwards in time to poison that victim, not in the present, but in the past, so they start to get afflicted with the poison before you even applied it in the present. So in the mind over matter torsion field mode, the psychic warfare syringe can use torsion fields to poison. And since we know from Konstantin Ivanenko, who said he was the deputy of the Russian psychic warfare program, and obviously knows or knew a lot, whether he was or wasn't, he certainly knew a lot about their psychic warfare program. One can see that torsion field technology has to be included in poisoning of vermin, and that all of the vermin in themselves have a torsion field signature. So you can simply get a picture of any A-lister, be it Brad Pitt or Taylor Swift or the Kardashians or any politician or any billionaire, and upload their signature using the clear quartz crystal. And with the negative crystal, you are then propagating their signature backwards in time, which of course is outer phase, the anti-phase torsion field signature, which automatically broadcasts the torsion field signature of the victim. But in the outer phase form, which causes destructive interference in all torsion field activities of the human, which according to the Russians leads to illness and death, which of course must be good. So instead of having a localized poison like strontium-90 or cobalt-60 or arsenic or ricin or botulism, we have a poison which is harmless to anyone else, but is the ultimate poison to kill the victim. And while I've gone through this long discourse, the Tony Stark refact discourse, is to show that poison, the molecule, has a frequency. Why does it have a frequency? Because it's into complex number space, the molecule can lock to the cell. In fact, the poison eye to the eyes the victim, and then when the victim dies, they dissolve and all their bits come out, which is minus eye to the eye. So we simply got eye to the eye technology in poisons, which then of course links us up with complex number space. And in complex number space, we've got frequency and energy, so hence, of course, poisons can be broadcast as energy, and instead of the poisons acting on the human as molecules, they're acting as a frequency. And what I'm positing is they're not acting in real number space, but they are acting in complex number space on the bitch that you're irradiating. And in complex number space, one can then see that the frequency of the poison is associated with IE, or 90 degree movement of energy, not as gravity in the fifth dimension, but as movement in the multiverse. And as one can see, if we've got IE or EI, we've got two multiverses in complex number space, which of course explains the double slit experiment, where you need two multiverses to get the double fringe, or two universes. But in fact, since a universe cannot be separated from multiverse, we come to the conclusion that there are two multiverses at right angles to each other, which can be reached in the fifth dimension in complex number form. Now, the frequency of the poison, therefore, is equivalent to movement, energy, but movement of energy not in as gravity in the fifth dimension, but movement of energy in the multiverse, moving energy from one timeline to another. And if we go up the complex number maths from simple I to quaternions to Octonian Sidonians and bring in Grassmann algebra, which underlies complex numbers, we then see that IE does not equal EI when we get more complex numbers, which are non-abelian, and hence we get into areas moving on spheres. Electromagnetic radiation propagates as a sphere from its origin, torsion fields. And a positive torsion field is movement of light in the complex number space in time, and the negative torsion field is movement of the electromagnetic radiation back in time, which Feynman postulated. So, putting it simply, you can poison someone in real number space. You can poison someone with frequency in real number space. But you can also poison someone with energy in complex number space. This energy, of course, you don't need a specific signature. The signature of the poison, you just need the energy level of the poison in complex number space. So to do it simply, you can simply go into complex number space, put arsenic on a scale, put your crystal on the other scale, and then add energy or take energy away from the crystal till it balances. Then the crystal will be tuned to arsenic. Cobalt 60, stick it on the scale, tune it until it balances, and you've got the energy of cobalt 60, which will then kill the victim. This, of course, goes with Egyptian magic, the weigher of souls, where your soul was weighed after death, and you either went to heaven or hell, depending on which way the scales went. So one can see this technology of weighing the energy of the soul of a human after death to see how it would be processed comes from pharaonic complex number science, which was used by the Egyptian civilization for 5,000 years to make it the most stable civilization in known history. Then we can take it further in that you can use torsion fields. Torsion fields come from the energy. So each human has a torsion field signature. How do we get the torsion field signature? Well, we simply stick the crystal into the victim in complex number space, which will eye to the item, bring a real number result. And simultaneously, stick in the dark crystal, which is the negative torsion field crystal, into the victim. This will then, of course, give us the two poles, like the north and south pole. So if we stick one crystal up the top of the energy body, one down the bottom, we then know, of course, that the positive torsion field will be absorbed and the crystal will resonate, rather like a crystal radio, which when broadcast with a certain frequency vibrates and produces sound, which can be amplified by a headphone, the crystal radio, and the negative one will simply resonate but backwards in time, and together, of course, they'll produce zero movement. The resonant frequency. So together then, they're tuned, a tuned pair. And once moved out of the victim, the clear one will have the torsion frequency of the victim. And inherent in the torsion field victim's frequency is all the good stuff that has made them rich or successful. And the crystal will then selectively, with the sublime good engine dumped in it, give you all the good stuff in the victim, adding that torsion field signature, that energy, to your energy to boost you and give you all the good bits of the victim. And the negative one, which is out of phase, when plunged back into the victim on its own in complex number space, will kill them. So you simply get the negative syringe crystal, leave it in the victim in complex number space, and of course, since you're all fucking monkeys, this is fucking difficult for you. So you simply put it on a picture of the victim and leave it there for 7 cycles a week, which then will have injected into the vermin the negative torsion field frequency of the victim, which will then make them grow ill and die. As you can see, the physics of poisoning is very, very advanced, and if it wasn't for Konstantin Ivanenko, I wouldn't have even known about torsion fields and the ability of outer phase torsion fields to kill. So with the crystals, we can now extract with a clear one all the good stuff from the victim, the torsion field signature of the victim. The crystal will then automatically dump into you all the good torsion field frequencies, energy of the victim in complex number space, so that like a parasite, you suck out all the good stuff from the A-lister. It then is added to your complex number being, which then manifests by eye to the eye in the real number world. And with a negative one, you jam them, make them ill, and kill them. All for $600. So I don't apologize for the complexity of explaining the Tony Stark refat tech, because of course it's there to aid the enemies of the West to understand the technology more. But of course, as one can see, this highly sophisticated technology is now available to kill every motherfucking A-list vermin, the whole of the NATO command and control, all the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the royal family, all now released. And as you can see in Russia, their physicists will be going mad trying to flesh out all of this technology, producing the silent plague that 10 years from now has killed off every A-lister on the planet, apart from those who are good citizens of the enemies of the West, or those that pay me trillions to live faced by the death squads outside of the West that are slaughtering them silently, like Dale Winton. Enjoy!